Now turn to part 4, questions 20 to 25. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a boy called Thomas and a girl called Ruby talking about a poster for their school sports day. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, choose the letter A for yes. If it is not correct, choose the letter B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
So, Ruby, what about this poster for the school sports day? How shall we start?
Well, Thomas, I think we should draw a rough copy on this paper first and then do a final copy when we've got everything right.
Good idea. Well, let's get a bigger piece of paper. That paper's too small.
I think last year's poster was 40 centimetres by 60 centimetres.
That was a good size, so there's no reason to change it. And we'll make it black and white again. I think that looks best.
But wouldn't it be a good idea to show that our new sports colours are purple and yellow?
That's a good point. But think of the cost. We need to do at least 20 photocopies.
Oh, I forgot about the money. Of course. So, what shall we put at the top of the poster? Do you think we should have our school name there?
I'd prefer it in the centre, so that it's the first thing people notice.
That's where the photograph should go, I think. And then we can put the date and the time underneath it.
OK. Which picture are we going to use?
Well, there are 3 here. This one of the football team isn't very good. And this one's too dark.
I prefer this photo, taken last week of the baseball game. It's a very popular new sport at our school.
Fine. So, that just leaves how to write the words. Do you think we should use all capital letters?
Let's see. If we put the school name and address here, they should be in capitals, but there isn't room for everything so big.
But people need to see the date and time clearly. I know. Everybody knows the school address, so that can be tiny.
OK, let's try it that way.
I think it's going to be a really good poster.
Now listen again.
So, Ruby, what about this poster for the school sports day? How shall we start?
Well, Thomas, I think we should draw a rough copy on this paper first, and then do a final copy when we've got everything right.
Good idea. Well, let's get a bigger piece of paper. That paper's too small.
I think last year's poster was 40 centimetres by 60 centimetres.
That was a good size, so there's no reason to change it. And we'll make it black and white again. I think that looks best.
But wouldn't it be a good idea to show that our new sports colours are purple and yellow?
That's a good point, but think of the cost. We need to do at least 20 photocopies.
Oh, I forgot about the money. Of course. So, what shall we put at the top of the poster? Do you think we should have our school name there?
I'd prefer it in the centre, so that it's the first thing people notice.
That's where the photograph should go, I think. And then we can put the date and the time underneath it.
OK. Which picture are we going to use?
Well, there are three here. This one of the football team isn't very good. And this one's too dark.
I prefer this photo, taken last week of the baseball game. It's a very popular new sport at our school.
Fine. So, that just leaves how to write the words. Do you think we should use all capital letters?
Let's see. If we put the school name and address here, they should be in capitals, but there isn't room for everything so big.
But people need to see the date and time clearly. I know. Everybody knows the school address, so that can be tiny.
OK, let's try it that way.
I think it's going to be a really good poster.
That is the end of part four. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. That is the end of the test.